It's like a businessman. You got to have growth to stay in business. They've proven that. That's why Walmart, so because you keep growing. It's like a domino effect. It's that way. The same way spiritually, we're always needy. We thought the way it was, well, it was, oh, Joel, if I can get him ready, you know, I got to get him saved. That's the tactics. It's all 100% on salvation. Salvation is wonderful, but there's a step beyond that, growing, but the sky's the limit.
Good morning, and thank you for coming and joining us here in the living room. You are welcome, and we're just glad. We hope you adjust the volume correctly and get ready, because the Holy Spirit's going to do something and be revealing some things from God's Word. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you. We praise you for this, a new day. We thank you, Lord, that we rose today and we had life because of you. Our hearts are beating, our lungs are breathing, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Bless Brother Freedom. Anoint him today. And Lord, we pray especially for the listener who's there by their computer. Touch them in Jesus' name. Give them ears to hear, we pray. Amen and amen. Micah has some scripture Brother Freedom has selected.
We're going to start in Haggai, the first chapter, beginning with verse 4. Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much, and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Then in Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6 says, Then he answered, and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Then in 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, starting at verse 1, it says, Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Then in 2 Timothy, chapter 2, starting in verse 15, it says, Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Then in chapter 3, starting at verse 15, it says, And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And in chapter 4, starting in verse 7, it says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that love his appearing.
Praise God.
Amen. Boy, that's good. Lord, we're looking for your appearing. We long for your coming, Lord. We want to see you. Make us ready this day, I pray in Jesus' name, and anoint us to receive these mighty words that you've given Brother Freedom. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father, for your special anointing on Brother Freedom this morning. Thank you for these beautiful words that you have given to him to share with us from your word. Help us to put those into our minds and our hearts and to dwell on them and keep them forever before us so that we can draw closer to you, so that we can be ready for your coming. Thank you for helping us to grow in your spirit and in your love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, we just do praise you for this glorious, most very special day. Lord, give me clarity of my words. Pray that everyone can hear what I'm saying. And Father, I pray that you'd anoint word by word, syllable by syllable, from heaven. Not by my own, but place within me the words. I'm as dumb, Father, but you are all powerful. I totally give you my whole body right now in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Anoint this vessel, this hour. O Lord, for a few minutes, let it be thy divine power. Let it be the unction from heaven. Lord, declare what you've been teaching me for a long time. Quite a few years come to pass this day. And I pray there'll be a fulfillment of your mighty hand, that you're not short, that you do what you say you're going to do. Even though the skeptics say it's impossible, it won't happen. Those are the kind of things that you rejoice in doing because they're all possible with you. They're totally right with you. Father, we just give you praise, glory, and honor. And we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. I got up real heavy in my heart because the Lord let me see about these years ago. I had a dream. And I seen all these babies were killed. As all the Christian way, we are against abortion. But the Lord said, told me this, I was took it for abortion. No, it wasn't abortion that he was showing me. Those that come by abortion, they're actually living better than we are right now because they're in heaven. But to know the Lord and never grow, you're either going to die or you're going to come to nothing. And the gospel is the most powerful. Just being saved is the most kind of machinable. It's glory. And we've broke it down to where it's very casual. It's a place that you come and have service once a week. And I've seen many young people, how they've been gotten onto if they have a little zeal. Oh, you just can't have that. That's just the us old people got that. They're bound up what they are. But that's the way they believed it. And they didn't want the young people to. David Sheridan said one time, if he wanted to be prayed for, he'd get a brand new Christian to pray for him. That's right, because they're on fire at that time. Boy, Jesus just saved him. Jesus set him free. But 3 weeks from then, they're down in the mullet groves. Worse than that, they're down in a place of actually torment because they've fallen from where they once was. That fall, one night I had a dream about this, but I dreamed I was on top of the world. And when this fall came, which fall, I fell for, I thought, through eternity. But if you can see what I've seen, God's real. In eternity, in his eyes, is nothing. Yeah, in our eyes, is beyond existence. But God sees it as a speck. He speaks these things into existence. And if we just stay where we should be, by his power, we speak things and he makes it come to pass. He makes it come to pass. Not we, but we speak for him to bring these things to come to pass. And God's very happy in that. But he doesn't care for this way he's been put down. Bible talks about consider your ways. Consider your ways. And I've heard the authorities but they say, well, that's just for, you know, just consider where you come from, yeah. But God considers our spirit. If our spirit is not right, we're not right. There's a spirit in here that God birthed within us that's glorious, and it needs to stay alive. The world has a sentence on this because the principality of the air is involved in it to take that from us. But God says, my child, I'll be with you. From the time of birth to the time you leave here, the glory of God comes when you're first saved. Simple salvation, which we once had. Hopefully, you still have it. But that's just the very basis of the growth. Just like that little grain that put in the sod gets the right temperature on the outside, gets the right moisture, puts his little sprout up, he starts growing. That's what we do. Then Zechariah says, it's not by might nor by power, but my spirit, saith the Lord. God is spirit. Now, the satanic forces are wrong spirits, but they're still spirits because we don't see them. All this involved our eyesight on heaven, on what happened in our heart. When that's saying, I will lift my eyes to the hills, what's come my help? It means I'm looking for Jesus. I'm looking toward heaven where all things come from. They don't come down here. We look at these things. We not look for these things. We've taken faith. It's the things to come. What we see here, we can pray and they'll change. All right, step two, the baptism of the Holy Spirit. When he comes to your heart, Jesus is the one that baptizes you in the Spirit. And that's just the initial first of the, but it's a step from being salvation. So now here you're got the Spirit within you. Come to Mashiach, show me exactly, Father, come Mashiach. The Spirit starts growing, edifies, and lets the individual know that they need the gifts in their life. They desire these gifts. The Bible plainly says that desire the best gifts. Now God, every gift He gives is without repentance. He will not take that gift back even if you go the saying over hill. And that's what happens to many people if they don't keep water in their studying the Bible, eating the Word, staying in communication with God the Father, God the Son, and having that growth back through the Holy Ghost, you start losing discernment. And you get a gift in that discernment. You know, God's given you a great gift, tools from heaven. It's so easy for personality, your personality come in that gift, and you think how great you are. You're just prophesying. I've heard them say this. It's by themselves. And Satan sits out there and just laughs at them. He just laughs at you, crazy little kids. And you just do just like I want you to do it. Thank you, kids. I'm going to be your parent now. You don't know, but I'm sitting back here. Just let this is exactly what goes on. And he lies to you. He cheats you. He does all these things that you should have been start growing, living with God's Spirit. Once you denounce God in any area, it leaves you open the doors. All you do is denounce Him. You lost your privileges. Now, I didn't say that God, you're not His child in the early parts, but you quit growing and you started going backwards. And God's very merciful, very caring, very understanding. But many start well, but they don't finish well. I'd say real high percentage. We have to grow, come achievable. We grow continuously. There is no stopping in the growth. Once you stop the process, you wither away. When you get withered away, it's just like me when I had a stroke. I know what it is. A lot of Christians withered away and have had a stroke. They've lost their first love. They've lost the power, the emotion, the ability to see God, to have Him place you in His life. What a wonderful blessing it is. It's a blessing of love, a blessing of, it's forever real. All I live for is these, what we're having right now. Because God's coming back through the clouds of glory, and He is very lavish in His gifts. So then you have the, say you have the gift of healing. Then if you're not careful, you start letting it go to your head or some denomination. God still does it, but it's not really by His divine power. He wants us to put Him first in all we do. Now the gifts are without repentance. That means that you can get out here and cheat a little bit. Lord, let me see this real clearly. Myself too. That's why a pastor can have trouble with his wife, his family, and whatever, and still, you see the anointing on him. It's not him, but he's got a position. And God said, I'm not going to let that position, I promised it. But see, the individual is still, it's hurting him. He's losing his first love. And he's going to start withering away and wither away. And then he tries to do it in the flesh because of what the pressures have put on his life. Oh, I gotta have a good front. I left my wife and all this stuff, and so I hope this is not telling nobody, but this is what the Spirit's telling me. We got a responsibility to live holy. Shun the very presence of evil. You know, I think about marriage. How marriage is sanctified in God. But how the world has it, it's just a low, common thing. But God has nothing's common. It's beyond imagination. It's great. God never fails. But we as God's pillar, look at Israel, how Israel failed. God seeking this last hour for someone will keep going and say, Lord, I love you. I want you in my life. If I don't have nothing else, I want you. I don't care about my riches. I don't care about nothing. I don't care what people think about me. I don't want even a reputation. I want you to be my leader because I love you. I praise you, Father. But this is absent right now. I'm talking to a vast audience. They don't know it. That's why this word has to keep going out. I'm talking to millions. You may not hear me, but that day when they stand before the Lord, the Lord says, hey, here was a message, you know, but she was so stiff-necked. Won't listen. I am nothing. I want you to know that I am, Brother Freedom is nothing. I don't want him. I want God. He is my everything. I'm just a little back in the back pocket. But boy, that back pocket, I love it. He protects me. He guides me. He directs me. And even now, he get worried. He helps me day by day. Turn the coffee on. Everything. He's got me in that place where I say, Lord, give me strength. I'm a mess without it. But I'm still growing. Till I take that last breath, I'm growing. But I'll tell you, if I can make it, you can make it out there too, because God give me a handicap. You know these handicap stickers, that's for people's handicap. You can't get in your car, you can't walk, you can't talk. You're washed out. But I'll guarantee you, if the church don't straighten up, they're washed out. I'm saying that from God. You say, oh, how can you say that? Well, you're where I am, you can say it too. I live for this day. I've done lots wrong, but God is always forever forgiving, ever faithful. He looks for someone saying, hey, Father, I can't do something, but I can do it all through. Yeah, but child, come up here. I'll help you. That's the kind of attitude we need to have. No, we can do nothing, but my Father can do everything. He leaves, strips me of all. I don't have nothing, but he has everything. See, as a Christian, I have everything in him, but nothing in myself. I'm zero. I don't know nothing. I don't need nothing. He's forever faithful. He goes before me. He's going to be with me to the end. And that's really the way of life. We have to grow. We have to come and say, Father, I'm worthless mess. Yeah, I know you are, but I made you after my image. And I'm able to keep you. I'm able to dress you up. I'm able to help you. I'm able to wash you. I'm able to clean you. I'm able to forgive you. I'm able to baptize with my glory upon you. That part of me is going to be in you. The Holy Ghost is going to live within you. And you can make it with the Holy Ghost. He's there to be your help, your strength, your companion. Oh, praise God. He is that one that we need. But when we start getting so big, we say, no, we don't need it in our church. I see now why God says, Ichabod. That's why it was hard to get me to go in churches, because I see Ichabod. God departed. They have a form of godliness, but they're denying the power from him. It's from them. Turn away. Brother Freedom, don't go there. I went to a church here a few weeks back. There's a little church. They had a church school. The Lord showed me a real truth this morning. And I went and spoke to these kids, about 6 years old to about 12. But their eyes were just big, and God was just filling them up. And when I went back and visited those kids were all over me. The Lord said, you had food for them. They didn't know they're going to die. Those kids are really on fire. Their parents weren't, probably. When you die spiritually, you get this disease, what it is. You get to where you get a little hard on the outside. You don't exercise any, so you sit back and we just go through the motions every week. And that's what we do, and pretty soon your motions are, it's all emotional. You have no power. But yet those little children, I thought about that. I mean, those kids they was like, really, I just love those kids. God loves kids too, but God wants to keep those kids. And this is speaking all the world. Unless you keep the Holy Ghost in you and growing, you're going to have that. I can see just why. I thought, Lord, maybe I'm way off course. I see good people say that you're coming soon and all this. But yet I said, I stood alone out here and maybe it's me, Lord. The Lord says, let me know. I said, oh, don't you give up this ship. And I said, oh my, yes, and you're talking like it. There's something to receive with the Lord. It's not something small. People demineralize it down to nothing. It's just a light thing. And you just, no. It's bigger than the world. It's bigger than life itself. It's God. I've known this for a while. If you don't have God here, you're not going to make it up there.
And what you have here, you're going to have up there. Well, it's going to be a lot better up there, I guarantee it. But it's born and lived down here for up there. It's lived down here for up there. Get that in your heart. It lived now. You can't be an overcomer. God bless you. Yes, you can. Without Him, you can do nothing. If you don't have Him, you're going to do nothing. With Him, you can do all things. It's just that simple. It says it right in the Word. You can do all things through Jesus Christ who paid in full, that this day might be full and real. Praise God. You can have the fullness of the Holy Ghost. But there's a process and growing to wherever you want to be. See, God's looking throughout the whole world since the Scripture showed Himself strong on the behalf of somebody who's seeking. He's going to show Him strong on behalf of that person. It's individual. It's not comparing either. Oh, why are you doing it? That's none of your business. None of my business about you. I don't meddle with people at all. Anymore, I don't even say nothing. I don't try to. Not in my department. God wants to touch His children so much this day. He says He chastises whom He loveth. But I've seen something in my spirit. I don't know how many long times it's going to be America is going to have and the world. See, the world's not open to God at all. I heard this weather news yesterday. It's all about the world's falling apart because of what's that all about? They're just taking God out of everybody. And Satan's doing that. The only thing that you can carry with you is God. You can't carry the world, its efforts, its cares. You're in it. And you don't make a spectacle of yourself saying, oh, well, I'm so, no, you're not that. We humble ourselves. We are lowly condition, a low profile, not to be seen, not to even be heard. But God hears us and sees us, and our eyes are on Him. And we have a channel to heaven that we view Him constantly. And He views us all the time. When we sleep, you know, it's wonderful. When I go to bed at night, I can be sick, sometimes hurting. This last full year, I wake up, I feel good. Now, I may start condition, I am going downhill, but that's the way life is. We should go to bed at night and say, Lord, I'm on fire for you today. If there's anything in my life that's not pleasing, tell me or show me. Lord says, I've already showed it to you. You can just do it. Abstain from all appearance of evil. See, God don't have to keep flashing the signs to you. Oh, I'm speaking to you. No, He speaks all the time. A young fellow the other day told me he lost $100. I said, well, I'll tell you, well, he says, I knew this place had a bad record. I said, well, you should shun that place. The Bible says, oh, I said, that's Christians. You don't deliberately go out in Satan's camp. He's going to get you. Yeah, he's got reinforcements there. That's Satan's. He lies, he cheats. You have to go God's way step by step. God's here to maneuver all bad things that come your way if you want Him to. The 91st Psalms comes in view if you follow Him. He that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. But if you're a little bit squeamish about the Holy Spirit and these things, then God's a little squeamish with you too. We get what we put into it. It's exactly right. Jesus made it possible. Yes, yes, yes. I am not saved. Jesus saved me, but yet I still get out of it what I put into it. But there should be some growth. Growth is part of God. Eating the Word. You know, I just ate the Word. I don't even know what it was. I just ate it and ate it and ate it and ate it and ate it. My jobs got easier. I mean, just eating this Word, I didn't know what I ate, but after a while, words started coming out of my mouth, just the Spirit of God. Because I wasn't doing the intent to know. This knower up here gets in trouble because it wants to know. Well, I don't have to know anything. Save Jesus Christ, Him crucified through the power of God, the anointing of God upon me, and I love Him. I'm going to put Him first. I'm going to follow His leadership. I denounce all wrongdoings. I seek the higher power, not the lower power. I enjoy the things of God, not the lower things. I enjoy them up there. They're wonderful. This is the pathway of the just, that like a shining light shines more and more into that most perfect day. It shines more and more toward heaven, not down here, but toward heaven. The things that are here, we see the things that are seen, but we look not the things that are seen, because the things that are seen are temporal. The things that are not seen, that we see through God, are eternal. Temporal things are going to pass away very shortly. You've got an end to the all temporal blessing. The things you get from heaven, there's no end to it. It's forever. And if you seek these things that's going to die, you're going to go with them. Sad, but that's many, many good people are not going to make it. It's by those that accepted Jesus Christ by that precious blood that was given upon Calvary's cross. Oh, that precious blood of Jesus that saves us. That took away my guilt, took away my sins, and put me on the road to the way of holiness through the power of God, through the liberty that God gives. He is a blessing. He forever touched us if we go His way. I pray that God will bless you this day. I pray that you'll grow. If you don't understand this, and we'll try to get something to help you, but I know that you can grow this day. Bless your people. Touch them. Small or great, whatever the package they're in, whatever color their hair is, whatever size they are, 4 foot to 10 foot tall, touch everybody. Lord, I know that's beyond description because I don't think there's too many people that tall, but there are some. It means as many as call is whatever you are. God bless you. Pray God will promote you this day, and thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. To God be all glory. And Father, I just thank you. I praise you for this day. I thank you for Jesus Christ. I thank you for the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I thank you for all you've done. I thank you. What a privilege it is to do thy will, O Lord. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen, and amen, and amen.
Praise the Lord, and send us your questions, your comments, your prayer requests, but don't send us any offerings. Because we're not here in the money business. We're here to minister to you. God bless you. Thank you for joining us in the living room. Amen.